Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Great to be here today. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well and happy to be here as well.
Yes, me too. It's a fine day to take your dog for a walk today. Nice and overcast.
Yeah, yeah. Not too warm, not too cold.
That's perfect.
Just right, yeah.
Hey, I've got a dog talk show trivia question for you.
All right. I'll see if I can answer this.
What season is it?
What season is it right now?
Yeah.
Spring.
No. It's no. Flea season.
Okay. So spring is flea season?
Yes. Yeah, we're coming up on it here as it starts to get warmer. Flea activity spikes. And so a little bit later on in the show, starting in the second segment, we're going to be talking with Aaron Hinman, who's the president of Flea Busters Washington. We'll be talking about the life cycle of the flea, which I find very interesting. Kind of understand the nature of the beast and how to best prevent an infestation and keep them off your pet, and kind of dispel some myths about flea control as well. So I'm looking forward to talking with him in just a few minutes, starting in the second segment today on the show. An important topic given the time of year, because they sure do pick up after the ground thaws and it, you know, it's not too cold out, and they just start popping up all over the place, and it can just make dogs miserable and cats.
Yeah. They don't like the cold. So do they die off? I guess we'll find out from the flea busters.
Hold that thought.
Yes.
We'll ask Aaron.
Yes. We'll find out.
He knows all about it. So, I have a bunch of announcements and then kind of some news related things. I just found out there's a Android game called Dog Wars that I guess has been maybe pulled from the Android market, but it's basically the app created by Cage Games LLC enabled players to realistically train cyber pit bulls by using brutal methods such as shock collars and steroid shots. And after training their dogs to be the best, participants then faced off in virtual competitions to earn virtual money that in turn allowed them to earn street credit. And it's basically just virtual dog fighting, which is terrible.
Well, and better virtual than real.
Well,
that's
true.
For sure.
But unfortunately, the real happens as well. And this is just not a good thing to promote or for really, you know, people to be practicing. And why anyone would find this entertaining, I just don't understand. But I guess it's raised some concern from a lot of different people, and that I believe the game's been removed from certain areas, but it is still available in others. But kind of check that out. And I found this information on the City Dog Magazine Facebook fan page, so you can go there as well. They've got a post about it too, but it's called Dog Wars, and it's an Android game. So, you know, we saw Water for Elephants last night.
I've heard just the title of this. I haven't even seen the preview of it. How was it?
Oh my God. Well, for somebody who's sensitive to animal abuse, as I am, it was kind of traumatizing.
And clearly, Dog Wars would be traumatizing for you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, really no interest in that game at all. It was a really good movie, but there were some scenes that were pretty upsetting and hard to watch, and I was not expecting that. I don't think Darcy was either.
What is this film
about? So we were just kind of like, circus life.
Oh, okay.
It's like a circus love story, and there's this kind of brutal owner of the circus, and there's some pretty bad scenes as far as treatment of animals goes that they're depicting.
Right.
So, word of warning, if you are sensitive and don't want to be upset by it, maybe don't see it. But otherwise, it's good, though.
Yeah. I guess the idea is to depict that so people know what actually happens in circuses around the world.
Yeah.
Whether they want to patronize that sort of thing.
True. And that's the most upsetting thing about it, is to think about stuff like that that does actually happen. Mm-hmm. That's not just depicted in the movies. So
right.
It is good, I guess, for circus awareness and treatment of animals being trained and stuff. But ooh, that was sort of we were like, oh yeah, we'll go see a movie and this has really great reviews. And then we're just like crying in the movie theater. And anyway, but you know, great acting and otherwise a great film. But just a heads up about that. There's some tough scenes there. So lots of events coming up. There's a new event that I am announcing today, the Wine Sleuth event, which is a fundraiser for Missing Pet Partnership, an organization I've had the founder on a few times, Kat Albrecht, and they train scent tracking dogs to find lost pets. And they're having their Wine Sleuth event, W-H-I-N-E. Taste some wine and solve a pet detective crime. It sounds like a blast. It's going to be Saturday, May 14th, so just in a couple weeks, at the Castle Bridge Winery in Kent. And you can go to winesleuth.org for more information or to register. That's W-H-I-N-E, like wine, like a dog, sleuth, S-L-E-U-T-H.org. And you can also go to missingpetpartnership.org, and you can get to the link through there as well. And I'll post this information on the Dog Talk Show website, too. Speaking of pet partnerships, the Prison Pet Partnerships annual event is also coming up the following Saturday, May 21st, from 4 to 7 p.m. in Tacoma, the Afifi Shrines Event Center. Tacoma, Washington, that's May 21st, Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. The annual Bark and Bid, it raises money for the Prison Pet Partnership Program, an amazing program that trains service dogs out of the Women's Correctional Facility in Purdy, Washington. And Darcy and I have had the opportunity to tour the facility and actually talk with the women offenders who are participating in the program, and it is amazing. So a wonderful organization. It's local. PrisonPetPartnership.org is the website. And their event is the Bark and Bid, which is Saturday, May 21st, 4 to 7 p.m. Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound is having their annual conference Saturday, June 18th. The Inn at Gig Harbor, it's called It Doesn't Have to Be a Mountain, Simple Solutions for Service Dog Issues. You can go to www.dogsaver.com/ADC, and you can find more information about that event. Great for anyone who wants to learn more about service dogs, maybe works with dogs, or lives or works with somebody with a service dog. That's going to be a great conference, and that's put on by the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound. And I wanted to just give a shout-out to Miriam Rose again, who we had on last week. She puts on the nosework classes, Northwest Noseworks, and we interviewed her last week. If you missed that interview, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to it either on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com, or you can go to iTunes and download it as a free audio podcast. But she was talking about these classes that she offers. Miriam is a professional scent detection trainer, and she's also a certified nosework instructor. And she trains detection dogs professionally. And she's now offering these classes for anybody and their dog to take and learn how to teach your dog how to track scent, how to find, locate, and indicate that there are certain scented articles. And it is such a wonderful gift that you can give your dog to really basically let them play and work using their noses, because dogs are really, they move through the world with their noses more than any other sense, and their brains are primarily mapped to their sense of smell. And, you know, to not have an outlet for that constructively is probably a major contributor for a lot of dogs to excess energy, anxiety, all sorts of behavioral issues, lack of ability to focus. There's a whole bunch of really positive side effects that Miriam has said that her clients have reported to her over the years in teaching these classes. We are going to take them this summer once my classes for basic obedience are over, and I can't wait. So I highly recommend. She's got another round starting in another week or two. So check out nwnoseworks.com to find out where all of her classes are being taught. They are taught all over Western Washington, so Seattle and everywhere else pretty much. So check out all the locations and the schedules, and I really, really recommend that you get your dog signed up for this. This is a great, great thing to do. So, Hot Flash Dances again, June 4th. It's an all-women's dance, hence the name. And it's a more mature
crowd. Which makes
crowd.
Me laugh every time.
I know, you hear you laughing. We're doing another fundraiser, and this one is for Three Rivers Rescue. It's a great local rescue that takes dogs and cats out of shelters who are in danger of being euthanized and adopts them out. Darcy works with Three Rivers Rescue a lot with her service dogs and emotional support dogs. And this is a great organization, and this is the organization we're going to be raising money for at this time. Hot Flash Dances, June 4th, starts at 6 p.m., 6 to 10 p.m. Also, I'll have to mention the same day as the game opener, or season opener for Seattle Storm, which this station broadcasts all of the games, which is wonderful. But what an exciting season. If you don't know, our Seattle Storm won the national WNBA championship last year, and boy, was it exciting. So June 4th, we are doing a doggy fundraiser at Hot Flash Dances. It's all women event. You can go to hotflashdances.com and find out more information about that. I posted some photos on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page from my event at All the Best Pet Care in Lake City, which was a couple weeks ago. It was a really fun event. There were a ton of people there, and there's some fun photos that All the Best shared with me and that I'm sharing with you. They have a talk tonight in the Bellevue location, Canine and Feline Nutrition from a Holistic Perspective with Dr. Jackie Obando. You can go to allthebestpetcare.com. They are a sponsor of the Dog Talk Show. Check out their website for all of their events. There's a great one tonight at the Bellevue store. You can email bellevue@allthebestpetcare.com to RSVP, or you can call them 425-453-0440. That's 425-453-0440. There's no charge for this event, but they do ask that you RSVP. And last but not least, I recently discovered a new application for Invisible Fence portable shields in the car. I'm working with a client right now whose dog runs underneath the car, not only when she's trying to leave, because like the dog wants her to take her with her, but she'll also do it as the car is pulling in. Ooh. Because they have the invisible fence system, so the dog can be safely loose in the front. But then if a car pulls in, sometimes the dog will run underneath the car. And you can put those portable shields actually in the car, like underneath the seats.
Oh, really?
And so it sets the boundary of the car so that the dog doesn't go near it, doesn't try to run underneath it. And then the dog knows she has to be picked up to get into the car anyway. So she knows that she can go into the car, but only if she's being picked up and ushered in, basically.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart. So you can check them out. They're another sponsor of the Dog Talk Show. Their website is InvisibleFenceNW.com. It's also Invisible Fence season because it's getting nice out. People are wanting to be in their gardens, and it's such a great great solutions for both dogs and cats to give them safe freedom in the yard and also inside the house. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking with Aaron Hinman, president of Fleabusters Washington. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor
From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the first Sunday of May, but it's not Vet Sunday. Instead, we're doing a Robin and Martha Talk to the Animals Sunday. Gifted psychic and medium Robin Alexis of Mystic Radio will join me, and we'll start where we left off last time with more information from Tillicum the Whale. Then we'll move on to other animal situations around the world. We hope you'll join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM. 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk. 11:50 a.m.
My dog will always come through. All the pay I need.
All right, welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. And I asked Eric a surprise, a pop dog talk show trivia kind of trick question earlier.
Yes.
What season is it, Eric?
Well, it's flea season,
it's
apparently.
It's flea season, yes. Eric correctly answered spring, but this was a this was a trick question. So we are on today with Aaron Hinman, who is the president of Flea Busters Washington. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here, and it's one of my favorite topics to talk about and to educate people about fleas and about flea control, flea prevention. This is another one of those areas of pet life that is sort of overwhelming, I think, for people because there's so much on the market. It's kind of like, you know, what do I do? What do I use? What's good? What's not? What works? What doesn't? So we're going to get into the life of fleas and how Flea Busters works. And the reason why I love Flea Busters so much is not only because it works, but because it treats the environment, not the dog or cat in the case of cats.
Correct.
Which is a big distinction because so many of the products on the market really focus on the animal.
That's correct. And one of the things is for any product that you use on your animals, remember that means that the flea has to bite them first before those products will work.
Mm.
So one of the nice things about doing, you know, the preventative methods or something to keep the flea activity out of the home, even when it's reintroduced so it dies once it leaves the animal and protecting the house, is that the animals aren't getting those bites in the first place.
Mm. So tell us a bit about, so, you know, fleas, like I didn't know until I met you, I knew a little bit about the life cycle of the flea, but there was a lot that I learned after talking with you in our many conversations over the phone about, you know, what is the nature of the beast? I mean, how do fleas work? What's their life cycle like? How much time is spent on the animal versus off the animal?
Well, one of the main things about flea activity is the animals themselves, they're a food source for the fleas. That's not actually where the flea activity is living or breeding from.
Mm.
Now, fleas come in four different stages. You have the egg, the larva, the pupa cocoon, and then the adult flea, which is the one that you see feeding on your animals or on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of these stages, three of the four stages are actually pretty easy to kill off.
Mm-hmm.
The egg and the larva and the adult flea, they're pretty easy to kill.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with getting rid of flea activity is their cocoon stage. It's the pupa stage, the pre-adult.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this cocoon, Mother Nature has made this cocoon so nothing can penetrate it. So no matter what product you're using or what you're doing, from the time that you treat, there's always going to be a period that can last up to about 5 weeks that you still notice these cocoons reaching maturity and hatching out.
Mm-hmm.
The trick to getting rid of flea activity is to be using something that as this is happening and as of they're hatching, that is continuing to kill them off,
mm-hmm.
as well as keep them out through time.
So when you say that the cocoon... that it's hard to kill them, because I remember you were telling me about this, and
mm-hmm.
it's actually pretty impressive if you, you know, if you
really
kind of
is.
Think about it as far as survival plan goes. The cocoons are almost indestructible.
Correct. I mean, there's really nothing. They're so thick that there's no product known to penetrate it.
Like you could spray bleach on it. Directly.
Correct. It's going to soak into the exterior, but it doesn't make it to the center of the flea of the cocoon,
uh-huh.
where the little monster is breeding from.
Right. So the other three stages. So there's the egg. So the adult lays the egg.
Correct.
And did they lay the egg on the dog or off the dog or both?
Well, about both. Mainly what happens is as the adults hatch from a cocoon and attack the animal for the first time, you have the males and the females. Now, the females there's normally about twice as many females as males,
mm-hmm.
but all they have to do is get a blood meal from the animal, and then they start laying eggs. And a lot of those eggs get laid directly on the animal, where then they start running around the house or playing, you know, in the home, and these flea eggs fall off of the animal.
Mm.
Now, the thing about the flea eggs is then they have to find a pocket of heat, darkness, and moisture on a regular basis in order to survive. Now, when you have carpeting in a home, this flea activity falls onto the top of the carpet, and gravity helps take it down right to the bottom of the carpet fibers, where it gets all three things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in hard surface rooms, what happens is it falls off the animals, and then just like dust, gets blown to the edges of the room.
Mm.
But then whatever makes it into baseboard areas, into the cracks, into the crevices,
mm-hmm.
into the darkness, then it can continue breeding from those areas as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is the dog, say, brings the flea activity, you know, brings the flea activity into the house, but then the flea eggs fall off of the animals, find one of those spots, and then it started in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It no longer has anything else to do with the dog bringing it in from outside.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it's cycling in the home, and even if you were to take all the dogs and cats out, it would just start feeding off of the people
mm-hmm.
or whatever other, you know, warm-blooded animals are around.
Right.
Now, one of the other tricky things about the flea cocoon, not only can you not penetrate it, but even once you do everything right with an application,
mm-hmm.
okay, this hatching stage that you go through that lasts anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer,
mm-hmm.
it is determined by the amount of activity that's going on in a house.
Mm-hmm.
In order for flea cocoons to hatch, even once they reach maturity, they need to be activated. What this means is that when you walk by or the dog walks by, your heat source, your vibration, the carbon dioxide from your breathing
mm-hmm.
actually cause these cocoons to hatch. And then within seconds, they attack your heat source to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say, for instance, like a vacant home or something like that, where you go, you know, the tenants have now left you this flea problem. And you go in and use flea bombs or whatever you're doing, and then you leave for a few days and you come back, and then you automatically get attacked by fleas again.
Hmm.
The reason that this happens is because since you set off the bombs, there was nothing there to hatch them out from the cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
So they just sat safe and dormant waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do this for up to a couple of years.
Wow.
In a perfect environment.
Wow. And the other thing, too, about, like, the bomb type thing, one is that it's a toxic pesticide, so
correct.
It's getting on everything. And the other thing is that you were saying that the fleas go to the cracks and crevices or the bottom of the rug. So
that is correct.
The
into
bomb,
the darkness.
Yeah, so if you set off a bomb, it's just kind of getting to the easy-to-reach spaces, not even where the fleas might be.
Right. They actually wind up getting a lot of the adult fleas, which only represent about 2% of the population.
Oof.
But it gives you what people call temporary relief.
Right.
But, yeah, the problem is like with carpeted areas, they don't penetrate all the way down to the bottom of the carpeting. So although they would kill the egg and larva stages, they don't reach them.
Yeah.
And baseboard areas, the same thing. If you're not spraying something directly into your baseboards, whether it be a powder or spray or whatever, if it's not going into the darkness, you're not actually getting where they're coming from.
Yeah. There's such a problem. I mean, out here, I'm from the East Coast, and our thing was ticks, which is an entirely different beast.
Right.
We never really had a flea problem. And out here, it's kind of the opposite.
Right.
And so there's different... Some people have flea problems. Some people don't. Fleas are parasites, so they do tend to be attracted to weaker immune systems. Don't fleas like drier, flaky skin rather than really moist, healthy skin?
You know, I don't know the answer to that exactly.
Okay.
Fleas, when fleas are attracted a lot to heat source,
mm-hmm.
So I would say that it would have more to do with the person, the amount of heat mm-hmm. that the person would be putting off than the quality of the skin.
Okay. I've heard that, and it has been my experience in the past that, like, I lived with a dog when I first moved out here, and I just had my old dog, Chewy. And we moved into this house, and we only lived there for a couple weeks, and there was one dog there that had just moved in before us, and he was a golden retriever, and he was on some poor diet and had early arthritis and was just not thriving. And we moved, Chewy and I moved in, and this dog just had fleas crawling all over him. And we, like I said, we were only there for a couple weeks, but Chewy never got them because I think maybe given the choice, they prefer the weaker immune system because they are parasites by design.
See, that very well could be, or the least active animal.
Oh, that could be true too.
You know, if you're just a heat source, food source, you know, sitting in the corner,
right?
You know, that doesn't even scratch. Then yeah, that's going to be the fleas, you know, bounty right there.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk with you about how flea busters work. So we've
okay.
talked about the life cycle of the flea and kind of some of the challenges in preventing or ridding an infestation. So I want to talk about the Flea Busters products and how those work.
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday afternoons at 5.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmonds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Flea Busters! Nice one. All right, we're talking with Aaron Hinman, the president of Flea Busters Washington. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you.
That's a good one, huh?
That made me laugh.
Okay, so we've been talking about the life cycle of the flea, that fleas have four stages: egg, larva, cocoon, and adult.
Mm-hmm.
And that fleas need three things: heat, darkness, and moisture.
Correct.
And that the cocoons are pretty much impossible to kill.
Correct.
I mean, can you burn them?
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
You know, but who wants to burn down their house?
Right,
to get
exactly.
Rid of a flea problem?
Exactly. I was just curious. But you can pretty much, I mean, they are basically impenetrable.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, there are certain things that will kill off flea cocoons. You know, I mean, if you set them in direct sunlight, you know, these type of things will, you know, will kill off the cocoons.
But they're not going to be in direct sunlight because they're in the baseboards
correct.
And the rugs.
They're in those cracks and crevices and in that darkness.
Right. Okay, so what is it? So there's lots of different products on the market. Some of them, I recently had on a guest from the Natural Resources Defense Council was talking about certain brands of flea collars that you can buy in grocery stores and how those actually use pesticides that have already been banned by the EPA for household use because they're so toxic. So you have the worst case scenario. And then you've got all these other products that are of varying degrees of toxicity, collars, you know, bombs like we talked about, the top spot treatments. And then we have flea busters type treatments. So tell us about your products and how you apply them and why they're effective.
Well, one of the first things about flea busters is for getting rid of a flea activity in a home, we are one of the only product labels that promises eradication.
Mm-hmm.
As you read through flea bombs or anything else, all they promise you is flea control, which means it gets rid of part of the initial problem, but it doesn't completely get rid of it in the home. Now, the reason that the flea buster powder works so well over a long period of time is because once it's applied to the carpeting, and it's a powder, it's kind of fine like flour, but it has a neutral pH balance, it's less toxic than table salt, and it's brushed into the carpet fibers, and it creates an electrostatic bond. So when you do your first vacuuming, although you pull off some of the excess powder, the carpets hold just what they need to keep out the excess moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Without that moisture, the fleas can't survive. So even if, you know, flea activity gets, you know, brought, you know, on Thanksgiving, all the relatives bring their dogs over and there's all sorts of flea activity jumping into your carpet, once that activity leaves the animal, it dehydrates and dies within 14 hours, always leaving the home a flea-free environment. So you don't have to worry about them leaving that behind for you for later.
And that, so you have your powder, so you kind of brush it in, or you have this machine that kind of...
Well, we have machines that brush it into the carpet fibers. They ride on two brushes, and they have dust skirts over them, just to try to keep the dust down for the applications. And basically what they're doing is they're just thoroughly working the powder through the carpet fibers. Now, you can also use just, say, like a deck brush or a hard bristle broom to brush the powder into the carpet fibers.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a lot more difficult to do it this way, and it doesn't always get it through the carpet fibers as thoroughly as the machine would, but as far as keeping the flea activity out and getting rid of the flea activity, it works just as well as if we were to come out and do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an over-the-counter product that we resell through vets and groomers for people to apply themselves if they wanted to go that method.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the flea buster powder. It's all about the static bond that separates us from everything else on the market.
And is it the brushing in that creates that static bond?
Well, they're static. I mean, they're static all around you.
Right.
You know, it's a, you know, like when you're a kid and you're running your feet across the carpet.
Right.
You're getting people.
Right.
It's that same static right there.
Okay.
That's what bonds it to the carpet fibers. And even if you were to vacuum, you know, three times a day, every day, all year, it would not remove our product.
Yep.
But carpet cleaning, heavy moisture will remove the flea buster application, and it does void the guarantee of the product.
So getting it wet, essentially.
Well, it's getting it wet and removing the product.
Okay.
Or removing the water. Let's say you walk, you know, the dog came in with wet feet.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little bit damp. The product loses its bond, but then as those areas dry, it rebonds to the carpet fibers.
Okay. Okay.
But when you remove the water, that's when the product would come out.
So what if somebody has hardwood floors? I mean, do you have to have wall-to-wall carpeting?
Not by any means. Uh-huh. The flea buster process, I mean, what we focus on is the breeding areas.
Yeah.
Okay, which is number one is always the bottom of carpet fibers. But when you have hard surface, you know, hardwood rooms, the breeding area changes. It becomes that baseboard around the edges.
Yep.
Okay, and in hard surface rooms, those are the areas that we would treat. Now, the thing when you use powders in these areas is the flea buster powder has nothing to attach to. So you do want to be a little bit careful throughout the year not to get a bunch of water in your baseboards or, you know, try vacuuming out the powder.
Right.
Because it would, you know, it wouldn't, it has nothing to bond to. It would vacuum out in those areas.
Yep.
But as far as getting rid of the infestations, you know, in areas like that, you would treat, number one, any area rugs that you had in rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then any baseboards just around the edges. And then the one other place that does need to be treated in homes is the wells of furniture.
Mm.
Okay, and this is the wells of the couches. It's the pocket where your change collects.
Right.
Not just under the cushion, but under the cushion and into the back, into the darkness.
Yep.
It's that little area that you actually need to treat. That's the area where they get the heat, darkness, and moisture they can breed from.
Yeah. They're tricky little buggers, aren't they?
They are. All they have to do is get into those areas. And then, yeah, they can be really difficult to get rid of. But the big thing is even once you do everything right, you're still looking at 5 weeks before you get relief.
Right. And that's hard because, and this is another good point, too, is talking about prevention versus, you know, infestation treatment. And
right.
That the best medicine is prevention.
Correct.
So don't wait for, you know, like, well, my dog doesn't have fleas or I haven't seen any fleas.
Right.
There's such a problem in this area that it's so easy to just have your carpets treated.
Well, you know, and one of the things, like with all of the topicals and these different things that you can put on the animals, is they make it to where even if when you check your animals, there may not be flea activity on them at that time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they weren't getting bit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even when it does get into the house, you have this, you know, inside cat that's treated all the time. You never see fleas on the cat, but you're seeing fleas in other places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this cat's going to be getting some flea bites, and mm-hmm. that's really not necessary.
Yeah. And it is about the comfort of the pet, ultimately.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you know that with cats, when a home becomes really badly infested, they do what I call the furniture jump? They won't even touch the carpet. They'll go from, like, the back of the couch to the countertop to the top of the fridge.
Hmm.
And because they know by going into these areas that they're going to get bit.
Yeah.
But then as soon as the areas are treated and you go through all these hatching stages, they will slowly go back into these areas.
Huh.
But a lot of people they don't understand, you know, the cat never did this before. But if you ever notice behavior like that with your cats, it's because they're trying to get away from it.
Huh.
And although the people don't notice it, the cats or the dogs notice it every time they walk through the room.
Right.
So, yeah, yes.
so you have the carpet treatment for both area rugs or wall-to-wall carpeting, and it's a non-toxic form of salt.
Well, it's less toxic than table salt.
Okay.
Okay, but even table salt has a toxicity.
Okay, technically.
Correct.
Right.
That's the technicals of it. Now, the Fleabuster powder has a neutral pH balance.
Mm-hmm.
So skin contact, the most it can do is cause dry skin. Inhaled or eaten, it breaks down with water, goes through the system with no ill effects.
Okay.
Even when we come out to do our treatments, we don't even ask that people or pets leave the home for the application.
Yeah.
We only ask that they're not in the room at the, you know, at the time that the technician's treating because of the dust. Of it.
Right. And that's such a bonus, too, is that, you know, not only... You know, if you get your house treated and you kind of be a step ahead of it to prevent it getting really bad,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, preventing any type of problem, then you're not having to get into, you know, the more toxic options. And well, also, you just don't have to, you know, you don't have to go that route anyway. And
well, the biggest thing about prevention mm-hmm. is the fact that, you never have to, you know, go to the toxicities or anything like that. But it really, as far as, it makes it to where it never becomes a problem for you or the animals. And if you do it preventatively, you don't have that stage that you have to go through to get rid of them.
Right.
And that stage, I mean, it drives people crazy.
Yep.
You know, once you find out that you have something in your house that, you know, you just have to wait for this, you know, blood-sucking insect to leave.
Right.
You know, but all you have to do is treat these areas preventively, preventatively, and you never have to worry about going through those problems.
Yeah.
You know, and you may discover that you don't need to use topicals or anything else because you're not finding flea activity on the animals.
Yeah.
And if you don't have to use anything on the animals, isn't this the ultimate goal?
Yes.
You know, for them not to get eaten alive, for us not to have to do something, you know, that makes them, you know, ill or, you know, if it's not needed, then don't do it. And when you do the preventative method, there's a lot more of that.
Yeah. So your website is fleabusterswa.com.
That is correct.
That's fleabusterswa.com. And the phone number to call is 206-628-3532. We're going to take a quick break here in about a minute. And then when we come back, if anyone has any questions for Aaron, you're welcome to give us a call and ask your question. Otherwise, we'll keep talking fleas and kind of recap everything here. So again, the website for Fleabusters is fleabusterswa.com. Number's 206-628-3532. And that's the main line to call and set up an appointment. 206-628-3532. So somebody can either have Fleabusters out to their home and have one of your technicians treat the house.
That is correct.
Or they can buy the Fleabusters powder, which is patented, at their vet office or groomer.
There's only select vets and groomers that carry it, but we have those lists here at the office.
Okay.
All they'd have to do is give us a call and let us know what city they're calling from,
uh-huh.
and we'll let them know the closest to them.
And what are the areas that you service?
We service all of King, Pierce, Snohomish, and Thurston counties.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Aaron Hinman, who is the president of Fleabusters Washington. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
As a little Spanish flea, a record star, he thought he'd be. He heard of singers like Beatles, the chipmunks he's seen on TV. Why not a little Spanish flea?
Very nice, Eric. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. And we're talking with Aaron Hinman, the president of Fleabusters Washington. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you.
We've been talking about all things flea and the life cycle of the flea and how Fleabusters works. If you have a question you'd like to ask Aaron, you can take this opportunity now and give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Again, we're talking with Aaron Hinman, who's the president of Fleabusters Washington, and he's a flea expert. So if you'd like to ask him a question, take this opportunity. We'd love to hear from you today. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Although I think we've covered pretty much all the bases, Aaron, except I do want to talk about nematodes.
Ah, the outside flea control.
Yes.
All right. Nematodes. Now, nematodes are a nifty thing. This is Mother Nature's flea control.
Mm-hmm.
It's a microorganism that actually lives in the environment naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed off of 42 non-beneficial insects. And one of those happens to be fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nematodes, they're something that they breed in big vats. And what you do is you can put them in like an ortho sprayer, and you spray them into your yard by the millions.
Wow.
And they do not affect any beneficial insects. They don't hurt earthworms. They don't affect squirrels or birds, any vertebrae animals. Even if you spray them directly on your skin, if they try to penetrate, they die off.
Hmm.
But what they do is you increase the number, and they feed off of the flea activity until the population's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they themselves die off from starvation.
Mm.
So they do need to be reapplied about every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the environment. But the nice thing about nematodes is this is completely non-toxic.
Yeah.
This is something that if you live out in the wilderness or you live in the woods and you don't want to hurt the deer or get it into the water supply,
right,
this is the product that you want to use.
Because it's already out there.
Correct. And by increasing the number, it doesn't hurt anything that's beneficial to the environment.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about, you know, like it leaving a residual, like a poison wood or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have areas, you know, where raccoons are always running through or possums, you know, this would be something that you'd want to spray with some nematodes.
Mm-hmm.
Or have these areas treated, and it's not going to hurt the animals by any means. It's just going to feed off of the flea activity that's living in the area.
Mm-hmm. So how do you treat, so if somebody wants to you know, give you guys a call and get something set up to where you come out. You just kind of say, okay, well, do you have wall-to-wall carpeting or area rugs? If so, you know, how many area rugs, how many rooms?
Well, the way that we do our pricing is by the number of treatable rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we do all of our pricing over the phone, free quotes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we just get a breakdown of the entire house. And then we go through the rooms and figure out what's carpeted, what's hard surface, you know, where area rugs would be, where area rugs would be on top of carpet, just so that we can get an idea of the house. And then the way we charge it is by the number of treatable rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get a price quote and you know exactly what it's going to cost before we ever even come out to the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the technicians get there, all they do is they do a walkthrough, you know, through the house to make sure that all the room count that we have is correct, and just verify everything before we start.
Mm-hmm.
But when you call us up, one of the things that we do like is we love for our customers to be informed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this 2 to 5 week hatching stage, different things that we want for you to know about flea activity. So when you call us, we're going to fill you in on anything that you don't know before you schedule the appointment.
Yep.
So that you know exactly what's coming and exactly what's going to happen.
Which is how I learned about all of this stuff, was through one of those phone calls.
Right. We have many of those phone calls every day.
Yep.
And if anyone ever has any questions, you know, or you have a friend that's like, you know, I just don't know what to do. We're not a high-pressure sales company. We're flea experts. If anyone ever has any questions, just have them call our office. We're more than happy to take the time.
Yeah.
Okay, without trying to pressure you into something or talk you into it.
Yeah.
So if anyone ever has questions, they can always call our office.
And the main thing, and this is with so many areas in this industry, is really education. You know, I mean,
correct.
Whether it's pet food or flea control or, you know, whatever it is, you know, really educating the consumer so that then, you know, the pet owner can make a confident, educated choice on, you know, what they want to pursue or how they want to pursue it, but at least they're informed and they have all the information, because it's hard. I mean, there's so many products. There's so many different flea products. There's so many, different types of pet foods. There's, you know, it's so like, you're kind of like, well, you know, how am I supposed to know what's what? Because every, you know, this person's recommending this and this person's recommending that and this company's sponsoring this, you know, so it's kind of like, you don't know really the real, you know, the true information. And so this is such a great thing, because you really do educate about fleas, you know, not about your product, but as much as about fleas and how fleas operate. And so then in understanding the life cycle of the flea, it just makes sense. Oh, yeah, treat the environment, because that's where they spend most of their time.
Right. Once you realize where it's coming from, it's easier to get rid of.
Yeah. Well, I really, really encourage, you know, everybody, if you have dogs or cats or both, to give Flea Busters a call, have your house treated, or go ahead and, you know, get their product from the select list of vets and groomers in the area, that you can also give them a call and find out where those are, too. And just have your house treated as a preventative thing, because the last thing that you want is for fleas to show up in numbers and to have your pet ultimately suffering as a result of it.
And when it happens, it's still going to happen for 5 more weeks.
Yep.
And there's nothing.
Yep.
that goes around that.
And that's because of the cocoons.
Correct.
Right. So again, that website is fleabusterswa.com. I'll post all of this information, as always, on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com. For the Flea Busters, number to call is 206-628-3532. That's 206-628-3532. And again, that's fleabusterswa.com. And it is indeed flea season. Has it started yet, Aaron?
It has.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, it's gotten to the point where you're just starting to notice it,
mm-hmm.
but these colder temperatures are going to keep it, you know, kind of hidden
until the
sun comes out,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it's going to be like they came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's going to be one of those years.
Yeah. Well, now's the time.
Take care of it early. Bring your pets that comfort. It really does make all the difference. You know, one thing we back up everything that we say in writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to take our word for it. You know, you can research us for yourself if you want to see any of the material safety data sheets, you know, or hear what anyone else has to say about us, you know, or contact your veterinarian for referrals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take care of the problem early, you really will be bringing your animals that much more comfort.
Yep.
Truly.
Yep, and you guys do guarantee no fleas for a year.
That is correct, and our guarantee is written in stone.
Yep. Written in powder.
And we've been in business here for, we're going on 22 years now.
Wow.
And people have nothing but wonderful things to say about us. So.
Yep. Well, I have you here on the show for an interview as a result of my experiences with the company. I really highly recommend this, and I can't emphasize enough to have this done before you have a problem.
Right.
Yep.
It's
keep the pets comfortable.
It's the best way to do it.
Yep. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for your time today, sharing with us what you know about fleas and also about your products and services at Flea Busters Washington.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Wonderful.
All right. So, again, all the information from today's show will be posted on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com. If you've missed any part of this show or if you'd like to catch any of our over 100 past shows, you can go to the website and the podcast page, or you can go to iTunes and download any of our past episodes for free as an audio podcast on iTunes. Take it with you on your iPod as you walk your dog and listen to the Dog Talk Show. And we also have a Facebook fan page. You can just search for the Dog Talk Show on Facebook. Join our fan page. I've just recently posted some photos from my talk at All the Best Pet Care. And that was a really fun event. You kind of get some behind-the-scenes information and photos and videos and coupon codes and all that good stuff. So thanks again to Aaron Hinman, the president of Flea Busters Washington. That website, again, is fleabusterswa.com.
Who are you going to call?
Go Flea Busters.
There you go.
Right. Thank you, Eric. All right. And their number again is 206-628-3532. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.